Typically, we will have both annual cash flows and a sale price, or what is sometimes called an equity reversion. And if the cash flows are even, we can use time value of money keys. It's important to recognize what the time value of money keys represent. For example, if n equals 5, then a future value will occur only once at the end of year 5. However, if we enter a payment, it will occur at the end of every year from years 1 through 5. This is common for most investments. For example, many stocks pay a dividend. In reality, these may be quarterly, but let's assume annual dividends. Then, at the end of the holding period, we sell the stock for some amount. Thus, our total return results from a combination of annual cash flows and a reversionary cash flow.